if I'm right, I believe people should have gotten the Makoros sheets. The Makoros sheets. One second, I'm supposed to be recording. I am recording. People should have gotten the Makoros sheets and let's see whatever we could do to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish. I hope it's okay that we would shift away a little bit from the world of Baba Kama and speak a bit more as Pesach is upon us, and we're beginning Sefer Vayikra to do the following. Many of us, I imagine, when we begin to encounter Sefer Vayikra, are somewhat taken aback on some level, I would imagine, and undoubtedly in unfamiliar territory. To be able to be familiar with what goes on in Parshas Vayikra requires a bit of background knowledge. That's definitely one thing we want to accomplish. What's very interesting is that, as we'll see over hopefully the shiurim that we're able to have together, that Karban Pesach itself often becomes a contrast. That everything you say about regular Karbanos, or many things, Karban Pesach ends up being on some level different and harder to categorize, and it plays by some of its own rules. And what we're going to try to do are really two things. Number one is to understand a bit better some of the basics as far as some of the Karbanos, and then hopefully to be able to expand beyond that, to be able to understand as well as we can what exactly is going on in terms of Karban Pesach. The goal today is a very simple one, which hopefully you're able to get some of the sheets through the WhatsApp group. And that is a distinction between Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur. What we want to try to figure out, we won't speak about Karban Pesach today really, although we will hopefully a little bit at the end, is to be able to introduce two different kinds of Karbanos. Two different kinds of Karbanos. Those Karbanos are Karbanos that... Those Karbanos are Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur, and they have the following distinction. We know that there are times where a particular individual decides to bring a Karban. There are also situations in which a Tzibur as a whole brings a Karban. As an example, if I happen to mess up, if I happen to sin for whatever reason, and I am, and I've performed as an example, a sin that had I done it b'mezid, I would have been chayiv a Karban, I would have been chayiv kares. I did it by mistake, I have to bring a Karban Chatas. That is my individual Karban. If I decide that I want to give as Dava, I decide on my own, I want to just bring a Karban, even though I'm not Chayav, that is also considered to be a Karban Yachid. But many of us also know there's something called a Karban Tzibur. Karban Tzibur, like every single day in Beis HaMikdash, we would offer a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim. Esakev Asa'echa Ta'aseh Baboker, Esakev Asa'echa that we would offer different Karbanos, Karban Tzibur, that would be offered from everyone. Every single person in Klal Yisrael would offer that collectively, as opposed to an individual Karban, where I give my own money to be able to give it. A Karban Tzibur is the collected money of Klal Yisrael that we all give Machatzis HaShekel, that every year, this time of year, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but beginning of Adar through... We collect the beginning of Adar and start using the beginning of Nisan. We each give a machatz shekel, and that machatz shekel money is money that we will then use in order to buy Karban Tzibors, in order to buy Karban Tzibors. What I want to do today as far as this year is really, I guess, three very brief things. Number one is to be able to articulate one or two just nafka minas. Why does it matter if something's a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibor? The second thing we'll speak about is the unique status of a Karban Tzibur and Tzibur as a whole. That'll be based on a discussion in Rashi and Ramban and Parshas Vayikra and a bunch of different Achronim. And then we'll hopefully be able to frame things a little bit to appreciate what is unique about Karban Pesach and Pesach as a whole. I'm somewhat tentative. I happen to think that there are insights relevant to our discussion about Yachid and Tzibur that very much connect to what's going on with all of us sitting in our room, some of us maybe even in quarantine, certainly many of us sticking very much close to home. I'm also somewhat hesitant doing that because, like, it's a lot of coronavirus connections everywhere, and maybe it's okay if we have a slot where it's just a break from all of those kinds of discussions. So we'll see what we can do. We'll try to go from there a little bit. Why does it matter if you're a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibur? Why does it matter how you're going to designate the Karban? So again, section number one, the Mishnah Meseches Temura in the second parak of Temura, and the Mishnah Meseches Menachos in the ninth parak of Meseches Menachos give us a variety of distinctions, why it matters if you are a Karban Yachid or if you are a Karban Tzibur, and we will go through them. One nafkamina the Mishnah Menachos tells us is that if you are a Karban Yachid, so when you bring that Karban, you do something called smicha. What does smicha mean? Smicha means that you are going to be resting yourself on the animal. It's part of, probably part of the tshuva process, part of using the carbon as a way of gaining some sort of kapara. So when you're going to offer a carbon yachid, you would do so in a way in which you are doing smicha. That's not true when it comes to a carbon seabor. The Mishnah tells us carbon seabors don't have smicha. When we would offer a carbon musaf, let's say on Shabbos, which is a carbon we'd offer every single Shabbos, a carbon musaf, so we wouldn't do smicha on that particular carbon. That's one nafkamina. The Mishnah Tzmura gives us other nafkaminas. We'll mention, I guess, two of them briefly. One is that a carbon yachid, you never offer on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time when you offer it. And, sorry, that's as opposed to a carbon seabor, where the Beis HaMikdash is active on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're offering carbon seabors. We're just not offering a carbon yachid. The next nafkamina, the third one, number one is smicha, number two, do you offer it on Shabbos? The third nafkamina is what happens if all of Klal Yisrael is tamei? What happens if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei? So that's a discussion, the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor, what exactly happens if people are tamei? For a carbon seabor, we could offer that even if most people are tamei. We could offer that even if most people are tamei. That is as opposed to a Gemara in, sorry, I saw you talking about, I don't remember the Gemara, I think Ayin Vav maybe, someone just asked that. That is as opposed to a carbon yachid, where even if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, you are not going to be offering it, that carbon at all. Only when it comes to a carbon seabor, we're going to offer it betuma. So we have these two kinds of carbonos, a carbon yachid and a carbon seabor. That's, I guess, the first step of just the shiur so far, introducing those two kinds of carbonos. And as we'll see, hopefully when you go through even Chumash this week, you'll see that some carbonos are carbon yachids and some carbonos are carbon seabors. I'll offer them half of everyone. What is the difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon seabor? What makes something into a carbon seabor as opposed to a carbon yachid? Why does it really matter and what is the actual difference? So that seems to be a machlokas in the way beginning of Parshas Vayikra between Rashi and the Ramban. It's a world famous Ramban, because the Ramban, as we'll see, is used as a yisod, is used as a starting point for a yisod which is found in a variety of achronim, which is incredibly impactful beyond the realm of just karbanos, and that is the following. Rashi claims as follows. It doesn't matter how many people offer it. It could be one person, it could be 10 people, it could be 1,000 people, it could be all of the Jewish people chipping together. That is not called a karban sibor. That's called a carbon yachid with lots of people offering it. What is called a carbon seabor? A carbon seabor, says Rashi, is where the money is used from the machatzis hashekel money. Where is the cash source? If it's brought from a carbon seabor money, from the machatzis hashekel, that's called a carbon seabor. If it's not, the amount of people doesn't really matter. That is considered to be a carbon yachid. The Ramban argues, the Ramban writes in his Perish on Chumash, says Ramban, I'm not sure that's true. I think it's possible that as long as you collect money from the majority of Klal Yisrael, even if the majority, as long as the majority contribute, that in and of itself, the majority is to atone for everything. We know that rov sometimes can function as indicative, like a rubo kikulo. A rov can sometimes represent a klal. And therefore, as long as most people contribute, that's called a carbon seabor. What the Ramban does seem to indicate, and here's the yisod, what the Ramban seems to indicate is that there is a difference between an individual carbon. A carbon which is brought by many people together is a carbon of shutfin. That kind of a carbon brought by many people together, says the Ramban, and it's clear for Rashi also, still has a status of a carbon yachid. There is something entirely different called a carbon seabor. It's not just about how many people are offering, but the source of the money, or for the Ramban, it's about, maybe it is about the needing the majority on some level, but there seems to be a distinction between lots of people doing it together and what becomes a carbon seabor. This raises an amazingly intriguing question. It's a question that you have in so many achronim. You have it, Salvechik spoke about it a lot. If you have it on the sheet in source number 7, Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was the one who, Rav Salvechik, I think in the 1930s, tried to get the job as chief rabbi in Tel Aviv, his only trip to Israel. he lost out on that job of chief rabbi to Tel Aviv. He was younger. People were nervous about him for a couple of reasons. Some fascinating historical stuff about when he went, made his way to Eretz Yisrael. But he lost the chief rabbi job of Tel Aviv to Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, the person who wrote the Sefer number seven, in Torah number seven, Darchi Moshe Derech HaKodesh. He's a lot of famous drush. So Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Rav Salvechik, I guess whoever was going to be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, was going to share this Torah. You have it in the Tzafnas Paneach. The Rugged Shavar has it also. And we'll see in a Zera Avram, Rav Menachem Zemba also, the following question, please, incredibly intriguing, with implications way beyond the world of Kachim, as we'll speak about in a moment. What exactly is the difference between partners and tzibor? What's the difference between partners, shutfin, many people, and a tzibor, all of Bnei Yisrael together, when they come together, and they're offering a carbon as a tzibor? The simplest perspective, what some achronim suggest, is that the only distinction is one that is quantitative. There are individuals, and there are partners, and there's a tzibor, and they're all made up by individual people. If you cross a certain level, if you have a certain amount of people, that becomes a tzibor. But a tzibor is nothing more than lots of individuals. So I'm an individual by myself. If I'm with lots of people, there are lots of individuals that are there. The way that Achronim would say this is the only real distinction between davening biyichidus, as so many of us, I imagine, are, and davening with a minyan. It's only a question as to how many people you're davening with. You daven the minyan, there's 10 individuals there. And therefore you can say, Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, you daven by yourself, so you're there alone, and that's all that you're able to do. It's just a lot of individuals. What many Achronim suggest within this Ramban, which has, I think, enormous implications and is incredibly intriguing, is the following. That maybe the difference is more than that. Maybe the difference is that when you offer a karban, or whenever a tzibor comes together, the tzibor is worth so much more than just the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The tzibor is a new entity, that it's Klal Yisrael's karban. And it's not about just lots of individuals together, but it is an entirely different reality. It's an entirely different entity, that you are part of something far greater than just lots of people together. That is the difference between shutfin. You can have lots of people that do something together. It does not constitute a halachic tzibor. A tzibor and the tzibor of Klal Yisrael is dafka when everyone's able to combine in a certain sense to become something far greater. In that sense, tefillah b'tzibor isn't just lots of individuals that happen to daven together. It's that there's a new reality called a tzibor, which is worth so much more than just the individuals that make it up. It's in halacha you would say that they have achieved a new and unparalleled status. It is the tzibor's davening. It is everyone together on some level serving as a tzibor. In that sense, the difference between karban yachid and karban tzibor, when we speak about yachid the tzibor, we could either mean that we're talking about a distinction as far as just how many people are there, and a tzibor just has more people, or that tzibor achieves, in many ways, it achieves a unique and unparalleled status. It is something in which you are part of a collective which is far greater than just the individuals that happen to make it up. The tzibor is something different. That has implications, and we will speak briefly in four or five different areas, if you are so inclined. It's awesome Torah, which is there. Number one, as just one intriguing idea some posts can speak about. It's also for an individual to own chametz on Pesach. But to what extent are there things like the tzibor owning? As an example, there's an iser to shecht certain karbanos, karban Pesach, if you own chametz at that time. If you own chametz at the time when you offer a karban Pesach, that may be a problem. When it comes to a karban tzibor, what you may have are entities which are more than just defined by a particular person. So that if you would think karban Pesach is a karban tzibor, as we'll get to, so even if an individual would happen to own chametz, maybe that wouldn't cause the same kinds of problems. I'll come back to that point a little bit later, and hopefully things will become clearer. But it does have implications. Example, as far as davening goes, davening is not just you as individuals, you being part of a tzibor. When you daven with 10 people, you're part of something far greater than just the individuals. It's the collective's davening. Salvechik suggested that's true with zimun. The real goal of benching together in a zimun isn't just more people benching together, but it's your chaburas benching, that you're coming together and it's so much greater than just individuals together. It's something more powerful, the collective, the group as a whole, that is their benching. that is their benching. Klal Yisrael as a tzibor becomes something which is very, very unique and very powerful. And that's what Kriyas HaTorah is about also, which we may be missing out on also nowadays. Kriyas HaTorah isn't just a Talmud Torah experience where you're learning from a Sefer Torah with more people there. It is a qualitatively different reality. It is the tzibor's act, the collective as a whole. You are part of something far, far greater. You didn't win. It's that everyone together did something which is important. This comes up as an example. Many poskim bring up this model when it comes to corporations, if you're into finance. A corporation, is that really considered to be a partnership? Is that you and I own a business together? We are partners. We are both recognized as individuals. But when you own stock as part of Apple, is Apple, if I own some stock in Apple, am I really considered to be, it may be that the corporation, not just a lot of people that own it together, it's a corporation with its own identity and own structure and its own unique halachic status in lots of different areas. So we have on some level our, we spoke about how there's a difference between carbon yachid and carbon tzibor. And a question that many of the achronim ask is, what is really unique about tzibor? Is it just more people together? Or is there a unique status which takes place when it comes to the tzibor? The Klal Yisrael as a whole, the tzibor as a whole, in Zeman it's only three, in benching it's only three, in davening or Kriyas HaTorah it's 10, and for Karbanos tzibor it's all of Klal Yisrael together, achieve a status far greater than just the individuals that happen to consist of that particular tzibor. We're going to try a 1, 2, 3 right now, it's nothing down, if that's okay with people, just so I can get a little bit of a read on where people are at. It's all good. First time ever doing this, but if I can get that, that would be awesome. 1, 2, and 3. And how we're doing? Great. Those of you that are holding it lower than where the camera is, it's still very much appreciated and helpful. You should know that when I bought my computer a couple of years ago, Micah Hyman, a wonderful, wonderful person, helped me choose a computer. So he said there's only one issue with your computer, which is if you ever have to, like, the camera's in the bottom left part of the screen. So if you ever have to like use like Skype or Zoom, it'll look really odd how people are looking at you. But he said to me at the time, but let's be honest, when are you ever using Skype or when are you ever using like the camera on your computer? Little did he know what would one day happen. So I apologize if you're seeing a lot of my neck. I'm sure it's inspiring. Let's go from there. There is, in light of this distinction, I'll share with you a quick vort maybe if you are so inclined. It's a very, very intriguing insight. This is a point in brackets. If you get it, great. If not, don't worry about it at all. Rav Kook explained that Gemara and Menachos was based on this yesod. Rav Kook understood that the Gemara and Menachos tells us that the Tzedukim held that a carbon sibor, the carbon tamid, could be paid for by an individual. That if I wanted to donate the carbon tamid, I could. We reject that entirely. We say it has to come from Machatzis HaShekel. We say it has to come from everyone together. But the Tzedukim held that even one person could do it. Why did the Tzedukim hold that? So if Cook explained in a tshuva, because the Tzedukim Torah Shbal Peh, one of the things that the Tzedukim rejected was the entity of Klal Yisrael as a whole. They looked at all of Klal Yisrael as lots of individuals. So who cares if lots of individuals contribute or if one individual contributes? There's no unique status of the Tzibor itself. Instead of Cook, that we believe very deeply and very powerfully in this idea of a tzibor, which is far greater than just the individuals that are there. There's a tzibor called Klal Yisrael. We are parts of Klal Yisrael, but the primary part is the tzibor itself. The way Rav Amiel said, I think, in one place, was really a direction question. Are there lots of yechidim that make a tzibor, or is there something called Klal Yisrael? And we happen to be members of Klal Yisrael. There's something called Klal Yisrael, and therefore the carbon tzibor has to be given from all of Klal Yisrael, from all of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael has this unique status, which is far greater, above and beyond, in so many ways. Derech Agav Rav Kook held also, says nafkaminas for people going into the army, that in general there's a discussion, does a person have to put themselves in a makom sakana to have the potential of saving many people, the potential of saving rabbim? I believe Rav Kook says in the tshuva that the answer for many poskim, the answer is no. I don't have to risk my life to save a bunch of other people, that's way beyond. But says Rav Kook, to save Klal Yisrael, that you do, because the entity of Klal Yisrael is paramount, and you may have to even give up your life because the entity is so much greater. This has implications in one particular area in the Zera Avram. We're going to stick to time, I believe, and we'll just speak a little bit about this, and then we'll get into things when it comes to the Hilchos Pasach. But the Zera Avram has the following amazing distinction. He says, if you remember, Rashi and the Ramban and Parsha Vayikra have a discussion, what makes something into a carbon tzibor? Is it that it's the money from the carbon tzibor? Or says the Ramban, as long as lots of Klal Yisrael contribute to it, so as long as many members of Klal Yisrael contribute to it, that's in and of itself considered to be a carbon tzibor. Suggests to Zera Avram, maybe Rashi and the Ramban are both right, but they're talking about two different models of carbon tzibor. What Rashi is saying is if you want to have a carbon tzibor, which is far greater than just individuals, this unique collective called carbon tzibor, that requires money from the Machatzis HaShekel. Because the Machatzis HaShekel, Ha'asher lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit, that is what unites all the Jewish people together, the carbon tzibor. If it comes from that money, that's a much more powerful carbon. That's one that represents all of the Jewish people, the whole idea of a carbon tzibor. But, said the Zera Avram, what the Ramban means is that if a lot of people together contribute money, that's also called a carbon tzibor. It's not, says the Zera Avram, the unique and powerful carbon tzibor, which is everything really coming together, which is the whole entity of the tzibor being far, far greater. It's a toned-down version of tzibor. It's you as individuals coming together, that's also called a tzibor. So says the Zera Avram, there's two kinds of tzibors. There's one kind of tzibor, which is lots of yechidim coming together. There's another kind of tzibor, which is the entity far greater than just individuals, everything combining in a more powerful way. If you use the money of many individuals together, says the Ramban, that could be one kind of carbon tzibor made up of individuals. But if you're talking about something which is more powerful than that, the Machatzis HaShekel, that is the tzibor in many ways as a whole. Because I can't control myself, I'll make a connection to the situation that we are all in. This is a very complex situation of us as many ways yechidim coming together in many ways, forming a degree of tzibor. As the Zera Avram points out that there are two categories and two kinds of tzibors. There's a tzibor which is just lots of individuals together that are learning, that hopefully we're able to appreciate, hopefully we're able to be part of, hopefully we can connect to in a certain way. But hopefully also at this time, even though we're not with everyone, we're able to appreciate on some level the idea of a tzibor, which is far greater. The idea of a tzibor, which is we are more than just lots of individuals. We are part of an entity called Klal Yisrael. It can exist for carbonos of the Klal Yisrael as a whole. It can exist for individuals when it comes to, for a group when it comes to a Zeman. It can exist for 10 people when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibor. Hopefully for us also, we feel like we're part of something greater right now in this kind of Talmud Torah, which is taking place of an entity of tzibor, which is really there. This will lead me to the third and final section to frame things a little bit, which is just in the last minute and a half that we have, to introduce a little bit, if there are two categories of carbon, one called carbon yachid and one called carbon tzibor, so the amazing thing, this will frame what Pesach is all about, is that Pesach does not seem to be either of those. Pesach is not offered by an individual. Pesach is not offered by the tzibor as a whole. We offer the carbon Pesach as part of a group, that we get together with a bunch of people together, and we offer as that group, we offer a carbon, is in many ways, and we'll speak tomorrow, hopefully if we can continue, both from a halacha perspective and more from a machshava perspective also, that carbon Pesach may be a family carbon. It breaks the rules. It's not about a yachid or a tzibor. It's a carbon that a group decides. You can form groups, not as a yachid, not as a tzibor, where you are being able to merge together as a family or as a larger group in a much more powerful way. I'm reminded, my family, we spent a lot of Pesachs in a hotel in Yerushalayim together with Rav Reich and his family. My father, and the Divrei Torah should obviously be a Refuah Shleima for my father, for my mother, and obviously for all of Klal Yisrael, Aaron Shaul ben Rachel. My father used to always, would joke with Rav Reich all the time, you know, that it's Erev Pesach, and he would see him, he would say, "New, the way the numbers work out, I guess we'll combine for a Chabura, if Mikdash is built today, so we'll be there together as part of that together. So definitely a powerful idea. Yachid and Tzibor is in many ways the way we often function, as a Yachid or as a Tzibor. Pesach gives us the ability to form in very meaningful ways groups that are smaller but are immensely powerful. Tomorrow, Be'ezra Hashem, we'll try to speak a little bit about things from the perspective of Karban Pesach. But at least for today, to frame the issue a little bit, different kinds of karbanos and the idea of a tzibor being far greater than the individuals happen to form that tzibor, implications for Kriyas Torah, for Tefillah B'tzibor, for Zimun, for karbanos. Hopefully that can be meaningful. We'll speak a little bit about some halacha right now. Have any questions? We can hear the voices. I'm going to unmute everyone just because it's lonely here. Hi, everyone. How are you?
I think the meeting looks like there's a countdown timer that's going to end in 1 minute. Maybe you can extend the time.
Oh, really? I guess I started a little bit early. Let me do halacha very quickly in the 1 minute that we have, I guess. Let's do whatever we can. By the way, it is great to see all of your faces. It really is. It's very, very nice. But let's speak a little bit about halacha.